We generally associate the day of Yom Kippur with Slichu Mechila. It's a day that we're forgiven for all of the averes that we've done. This is what the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Tainis. That there were no greater Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael than Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. And the Gemara says, "Vishlama Yom Kippurim Hu Yom Slicha Mechila." Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha Mechila. Of course, it's a Yom Kippur. The question is, why is Tu B'Av considered such a Yom? But from the Mishnah at the end of Yuma, it's clear that Yom Kippur has another element associated with it, and that is Tahara. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Akiva's famous statement, "Ashreichem Yisrael if nemiatem mitarim u'mimitar eschem avichem shevashemayim." Halaki Klal Yisrael, halaki you are. Who is Matayu Kuchibrichem? Avichem Shabashemayim. And Be'emes, the source of this concept that Yom Kippur is associated with Tar is a Pasuk. Pasuk says, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letar eschem mikol chatoseichem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Matayras. Why is Yom Kippur a Yom Tara? What does Tara mean? We know that Chet, there are two elements to Chet. Chet, first of all, is a begida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, disobeying Ratzon Hashem. But Chet also is metamei a person. It sullies his neshama. It dirties him. It makes a roshim on the individual. You know, the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes the famous memra that kevan she'over adam aver v'shana bahutrelo. A person who does an aver once, twice, becomes mutter for him. The Gemara asks, hutrelo saka daitach? The chisalka daitach that it really becomes mutter? Elanasis lokeheter, says the Gemara, it's not that the avera becomes mutter, but nasis lokeheter, it becomes like heter. It becomes part of the lifestyle. A person's misragel to doing this avera, he becomes used to it. So he's not even margish, he doesn't even feel he's doing something wrong. He acts on a bad midah, kinna, taiva, kavod. He doesn't even realize that these midos are not proper. He does actions, he gets used to acting in a certain way, but he doesn't even realize it's a problem. He gets used to a lifestyle of chet. Chet affects a person. It makes a roshim on him. It makes an impression on him. Yom Kippur is coming for two purposes. First of all, we need a slicha mechila. We have to be forgiven for the begida, the fact that we disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, that we went against his tzivu. But we need Yom Kippur also for Tahara, to be metahara us, to cleanse us, to wipe away the roshim of the Avera, to wipe away the negative influence that the Avera had on us. And that's really what Kapara is all about. Yom Kippur is referred to as Yom Slichu Mechila V'Chapara. Kapara and Tahara are connected to each other. Rashi and Chumash writes that the word Kapara means to wipe away. It gives different examples, both in Gemara and in Chumash and in Tanakh. Kapara means to wipe away. That's what Tahara is all about. Tahara wipes away the roshim of the Aver. It purifies us from the effect of the Aver. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letahar eschem. Tahara is all about Kapara. It's about wiping away the roshim of the Aver, making us pure again, elevating us, and taking away all of the effects that the Avera had. How we zocha to the Tara of the Yom Kippur? The Pasuk tells us how. Lifnei Hashem Titara. That's the end of the Pasuk. Lifnei Hashem Titara. What does that mean? It means Titara. We have to take the first step. We have to be Metahar ourselves. If our Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Metahar us, we have to be Metahar ourselves. We have to do a meaningful tshuva. We have to change in some meaningful way, even if it's a small way, to make a Kabbalah, even if it's a small Kabbalah, but to do some kind of tshuva to start the process of Tahara, to work on ourselves so that we purify our neshamas, we start the process, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will complete that process. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that from the Pasuk of Hashem Tavtara, we learn Yom Kippur is a day when there's a special mitzvah of tshuva, above and beyond the mitzvah of tshuva that exists a whole year. Yom Kippur is a day when we have an extra mitzvah of tshuva. What is that mitzvah? That mitzvah is tahara. To try to be metahara oneself. Not just to say I'm sorry, but to accept upon ourselves to live a different life, to change our lifestyle, to get rid of the effect of the aver. That's what we have to do. We have to start the process of tahara. Aboli tahara, mesayin oso, someone who comes to be metahara himself, who starts the process of tahara, gets the siyata d'shmaya to to get that process completed, but we have to start the process in order that we'll get the Siyata Dishmaya and we'll get a full Tara. How can we take the Tara of a Yom Kippur with us throughout the whole year? There's something else that's Mitahir a person, and that's Talmud Torah. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mitzvos points out that there's a remez in going to the mikvah. It's a remez to a different type of tara. You know, someone who has a tumah saguf, he touched the sheretz, something else, a valkeri, he has to go to the mikvah to become tumah. But the Rambam says that there's an incredible remez in that idea of going to the mikvah. He says, remez yesh padover, k'shem sham achavin libo letar, k'emet shetov al tohor, v'avu bishlon eschayish b'gufo dover. Someone who goes to the mikvah, there's no chiddush in his guf, and yet he becomes tahor. It's like a magic. It's a Torah magic. The Torah dictated that this is what happens. Dr. Ramam kacha mechaven libo letar nafsho mitumas hanefoshos, shen machshiros ha'oven v'deos ha'ro'os. So too, a person who's mechaven es libo, who directs his heart to be metar himself, from machshavos ha'oven, from inappropriate machshavos, from deos ro'os, which the Rambam, when he uses that lashon, he means midos ro'os, inappropriate character traits. Kevan shehiskin belibo livrosh me osan ha eitzos. Once a person takes it upon himself to separate from these eitzos, vehevi nafsho b'mei hadas, vehevi nafsho b'mei hadas, and he put his nefesh into the waters of knowledge. What does he mean by that? He learned Torah, connects himself to Torah. Torah. He becomes Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to sprinkle upon you Mayim Taharim. You're going to become tar from everything. You won't be influenced by the outside world, the materialism of the outside world, or the negative thoughts, the negative impulses that you get from the outside world. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, learn the Torah. Through Torah, I'm going to purify you, and I'm going to make you whole once again. Torah has an incredible koach to the entire person. No, it's not surprising that the Yom Kippur was established as the day that the Luchos Shnios were given. That's the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give the Luchos Shnios. Why is that? Because the Tara of Yom Kippur is connected to the Tara of Torah. They both have the same koach to purify a person, to elevate a person, to bring him to a different level. Through Talmud Torah, we can tap into the power of Yom Kippur for an entire year. We can tap into the power of Tahara. We can purify ourselves. We can elevate ourselves. We can disconnect from the Midos Ros that exist in the world. We can disconnect from the Machshavos Ros that exist in the world. And we can become elevated people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to enable us to do a tshuva shlema, a meaningful tshuva, even if that's a small tshuva, to be mekabel, something meaningful before Yom Kippur, to be zocher to the Tara of Yom Kippur, and to be mamshich that Tara for the entire year and for our whole lives. We should all be zocher to a gemar chasima tovah.